national parks of Costa Rica, and how good it would be for Tina to see them. Then, when they arrived, it turned out Ellen had an appointment to see a plastic surgeon in San Jose. That was the first Mike Bowman had heard about the excellent and inexpensive plastic surgery available in Costa Rica, and all the luxurious private clinics in San Jose. Of course, they'd had a huge fight. Mike felt she'd lied to him, and she had. And he put his foot down about this plastic surgery business. Anyway, it was ridiculous. Ellen was only 30, and she was a beautiful woman. Hell, she'd been homecoming queen her senior year at Rice, and that was not even 10 years earlier. But Ellen tended to be insecure and worried. And it seemed as if, in recent years, she had mostly worried about losing her looks. That and everything else. The Land Rover bounced in a pothole, splashing mud. Seated beside him, Ellen said, "Mike, are you sure this is the right road? We haven't seen any other people for hours." "There was another car 15 minutes ago," he reminded her. "Remember the blue one?"
"Going the other way? Darling, you wanted a deserted beach," he said, "and that's what you're gonna get."
Ellen shook her head doubtfully.
"I hope you're right." "Yeah, Dad, I hope you're right," said Christina from the back seat. She was 8 years old.
"Trust me, I'm right." He drove in silence a moment. "It's beautiful, isn't it? Look at that view. It's beautiful."
"It's okay," Tina said.
Ellen got out a compact and looked at herself in the mirror, pressing under her eyes. She sighed and put the compact away. The road began to descend, and Mike Bowman concentrated on driving. Suddenly, a small black shape flashed across the road, and Tina shrieked, "Look! Look!" Then it was gone into the jungle.
"What was it?" Ellen asked. "A monkey?"
"Maybe a squirrel monkey," Bowman said.
"Can I count it?"
Tina said, taking her pencil out. She was keeping a list of all the animals she had seen on her trip as a project for school.
"I don't know," Mike said doubtfully.
Tina consulted the pictures in the guidebook.
"I don't think it was a squirrel monkey," she said. "I think it was just another howler."
They had seen several howler monkeys already on their trip.
"Hey," she said more brightly, "according to this book, the beaches of Cabo Blanco are frequented by a variety of wildlife, including howler and white-faced monkeys, three-toed sloths, and coatimundis. You think we'll see a three-toed sloth, Dad?"
"I bet we do."
"Really?"
"Just look in the mirror."
"Very funny, Dad."
The road sloped downward through the jungle toward the ocean. Mike Bowman felt like a hero when they finally reached the beach. A 2-mile crescent of white sand, utterly deserted. He parked the Land Rover in the shade of the palm trees that fringed the beach and got out the box lunches. Ellen changed into her bathing suit, saying,
"Honestly, I don't know how I'm going to get this weight off."
"You look great, hon."
Actually, he felt that she was too thin, but he had learned not to mention that. Tina was already running down the beach.
"Don't forget you need your sunscreen," Ellen called. "Later," Tina shouted over her shoulder. "I'm going to see if there's a sloth."
Ellen Bowman looked around at the beach and the trees.
"You think she's all right?"
"Honey, there's nobody here for miles," Mike said.
"What about snakes?"
"Oh, for God's sake," Mike Bowman said. "There's no snakes on a beach."
"Well, there might be."
"Honey," he said firmly, "snakes are cold-blooded. They're reptiles. They can't control their body temperature. It's 90 degrees on that sand. If a snake came out, it'd be cooked. Believe me, there's no snakes on the beach."
He watched his daughter scampering down.